Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life. Good morning, my friend. Welcome to day 239. If you are anything like me, you may struggle to get out of bed once in a while. Some weeks and some days are worse than others, of course, but there are just some times when the idea of facing the world, even if that just means getting up to take a shower, is too cumbersome. And some of us don't have the luxury of staying in bed because we have families or jobs or other things that rely on us. But on the days that we can, and we feel guilty about it, I encourage you to take a minute, because I used to wallow in self-guilt and self-loathing when this would happen. I'd wonder how the rest of the world was gifted with a body and a brain that allowed them to do all the things that they wanted or needed to do, when energy felt like a resource that I simply did not have access to. And when I would look up solutions to my lack of energy, they all required energy to get out of the funk. So lately, on the days that I can't get out of bed and I can afford to stay in it, I have just allowed myself to lean in. Since there are no obvious explanations on why I should feel so exhausted, I simply assume that my body is calling an emergency timeout for us. The fact of the matter is, rest is hard, and I work hard and often don't know how to stop, and I'm going to assume that you feel the same way sometimes. So I'm going to encourage you, when you can, to respect the messages your body is sending. Next time your body is demanding rest, I encourage you to respect the timeout. Even if it happens several times in a row, and even on days that you can't afford to cancel your plans, find a way to make time for more rest. If you have to reschedule appointments, or ask for help, or cancel plans, or just giving yourself breaks between the things that you are obligated to try to give yourself some space to just be. And I promise people will understand if you communicate openly. You're not lazy. You are simply exhausted. Life is very difficult, and we are not meant to live at the speed and the urgency and desperation and fear that we're currently forced to adhere to in this society. I encourage you to try to respect the fact that our bodies know what's best sometimes, better than we do. Because I personally know that my inability to slow down by my own volition makes it difficult for me to respect my body when it's kindly asking me. So on the days when it feels like it's forcing me to stay in bed, instead of getting depressed and down on myself and having a pity party for not being able to function, I listen. Instead of feeling the anger that I used to feel, I practice gratitude for slowing me down, and I allow myself grace by either spending all day in bed when I can afford, or strategically planning time to do so. as I practice this slowing down more and more, I need to do it less and less, but I also started to realize that sometimes I used to overindulge in drinking just so I could have a valid excuse to stay in bed all day without feeling guilty. I could blame it on my hangover. But I don't want to stay in bed miserably just to have some sort of roundabout justification. But some days my body will force me to stay in bed miserably anyways. Whether that be through depression or anxiety or loneliness or exhaustion. But I don't need to earn time away. I recognize that those moments are temporary. Instead of thinking them as a curse, I am now considering them to be a formal request for my body and my soul to return to myself. Because even the most healthy people I know take entire days off to just binge things sometimes. It is okay to give myself the creature comforts that I've been asking myself for so desperately, but I've been ignoring or distracting myself with work or media or social media or socializing. And of course, there is always a fear of bad momentum, and sometimes I do find myself struggling to return to my sense of normalcy and energetic alignment. So if you are stuck in bed for days on end and you can't seem to regain control, there should be an intervention plan. But for the random days that you simply can't, give yourself some grace and don't get down on yourself, because it's a very human thing to need a break. Trust that you will not stay there forever and allow yourself a chance to really rest, because rest is productive and your body and your brain and your soul needs it regularly. Ideally, we'll get to a place where we can take the rest as needed so we're not bedridden. But until then, take the messages from your body as messages and trust that it does know what's best for you once in a while. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcast, or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.